Chaps Wilkie, the head coach of the East Sac wrestling team, is joining us here today to talk about some preseason stuff, talk about how the team is going and what he's looking forward to coming up here in the 2021 and 2022 season. Coach, once again, thank you so much for joining me.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having us. I always enjoy taking time with you guys and talking about wrestling. So we appreciate you having us on here.
Absolutely. So, Coach, you know, last season, your team saw a great amount of improvement, over 100 more wins than the year prior, which was 19-20. So talk to me just quickly about last season. What was sort of clicking for you guys?
You know, last season we started off, our group was young. I would say probably close to 75% of our lineup were underclassmen. We had a ton of, you know, freshmen, sophomores that came in, you know, hadn't really experienced a whole lot of varsity wrestling, and, you know, just getting their feet wet helped tremendously. And then, you know, we had Garrett Quirk and Justin Rupp, now our two seniors. Neither one of them had wrestled a full season for a long time. And, you know, I think those two brought a lot of spark and fire back to the lineup. And, you know, they had very solid years, and our two senior leaders, and both of them found their way to Des Moines at the end of the year. So just them and their leadership, and, you know, those young guys getting their feet wet and learning the speed of things and just working hard throughout the year, really attributed to, you know, those numbers bumping up the way they did.
Yeah, absolutely. And you talk about Garrett and Justin. Justin, I had the chance to talk to throughout the track season. Talk to me just about their leadership style. What were some of the things they were doing to get those underclassmen prepared for the next season, which is now, of course, this season?
You know, at the start of the year, them two not having a ton of experience, like I said, they were a little quiet. You know, they're still learning, navigating the way of the sport and just how to work that way. But, you know, as the season went on, you know, those two were more of a lead by example. So, you know, every now and then we'd catch those young guys just looking over at those two, and just, you know, looking at their tempo, looking at how they're working. And I think that was huge for those young guys to just see that. And, you know, as the season went along, those two, they really got more comfortable with the talking aspect of it. They weren't, you know, as the season went on, they weren't afraid to just stop. And if somebody needed a little encouragement or needed just a reminder of how we do things, they weren't afraid to step in and do that for us. So, you know, as the season went on, their leadership evolved and their following evolved as well. So having those two in the room last year was just huge for young guys to see the way they worked and how they went about their business.
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously the great thing about this season now is those underclassmen now have the experience at the varsity level. So who are some of those guys you have looking coming back who are now sophomores, juniors, or maybe even some of those freshmen coming in?
You know, I'd love to name guys, but realistically, we can say our whole lineup. Mm-hmm. The only two we lost from last year were Garrett and Justin. You know, and so we get these guys coming back, and they all have their own strengths, all have their own weaknesses that we can tweak and make them better at. But you know, just having everyone back is going to be a huge thing. We're just gonna flat out say, you know, having these numbers coming back, getting that experience last year, it's gonna start us off in a lot better shape than where we were at the start of the year last year. So if I had to pick, you know, a name or two, I'd look at Charlie Veit. You know, the Veit name is a huge name, wrestling name around Odie Bolt. Mm-hmm. His dad was a phenomenal wrestler, so he's got that lineage going for him. And you know, he's really evolved as a leader in the off season. You know, I'm looking forward to big things from Garrett Ortner this year. Really finished the year strong last year. Really stepped up and started doing those kinds of things that we asked of him. And, you know, Really evolved that way. Braden Burns is going to be back. He's going to be back, one of our bookends at the lightweight end. Really dynamic, as far as what he can do, and just, he's fun one to watch. Wyatt Thorpe's coming back. He's going to be basically our only senior in the lineup, and he really, really, he started the year off a little rough, but as the season went on, really finished the year in a really good place. Tate Lair, Chandler Lair, those two twins are coming back, and they're hungry. They like to work, which is good for them. We'll have some bookends at the upper weight. They're still young. The upper weights, they're still young, but they're going to get a lot of experience this year, and they've physically matured a little bit, which is going to be huge. And on that side of things. So, we're really excited about the group we've got coming back. We think the world of them, and, we get to training next week, and we'll take off, and hopefully we hit the ground running.
Yeah, absolutely. So knowing you guys, all your guys back literally this year, of course, besides the seniors you graduated, what are some of the things you'd like to see improved with this team just overall?
I'm a stickler about technique. So that's always an area we can get better at. One of the things I love to help these kids with is just the little things and how we can do those better. And I know Coach Ellis loves to get out there and scrap with them and kind of do the same thing with them. But I would say technique. We had these young kids back. A number of them got a lot of time this fall on the football field. So we think they got tougher. They've definitely gotten stronger, and we want to expand on that and just, impose our will a little bit more on our opponents instead of maybe just sitting back. We want to be the ones going forward and making it our match and not wrestling to the other person's strengths, but wrestling to our strengths. And that's definitely something, as a young group last year, we started to learn a little bit. So I think that's definitely where the point of emphasis is going to be this year at the start of the season, is just, developing our style, imposing our will, instead of maybe sitting back and waiting. Let's get going early and let's get going often.
Absolutely. And I know you had talked with Jeff last season when it came to an end. Thankfully, a lot of you guys stayed healthy throughout the season, had one guy that was out with injury right in the beginning of the season. So maybe health things aside, or maybe including whichever one, are there any concerns you have coming into the season?
Not too bad. We had just a freak accident football-wise. A ruptured spleen. So they go back for a checkup next week. That's a injury you can't really recover from overnight. So we're hoping once we get the okay there, we can start getting in and getting going. And, we got to start from the ground floor up conditioning-wise and strength-wise there. But otherwise, hiccup-wise, we're coming in pretty much fresh. We don't have a lot of injury hangover from football right now, so I don't foresee a whole lot of concern right now. We just want to hit the ground running and let's go.
Yeah, absolutely. And I do want to ask you, the kind of the difference between last season and this season is kind of the COVID-19 protocols. This year, it seems like, they're kind of loosening up, and they're still kind of there, but they're not as strict as they were before. So how has that kind of affected your preseason, getting ready for the preseason, getting ready for the season, and getting with the guys?
Yeah, exactly. Like you said, they took a lot of those practices away. We don't necessarily have to do them. I think it'd be in our best interest to do some of those practices yet, as far as sanitizing and mm-hmm. those kinds of things. So we're going to keep up with that. We'll mention it to them. You're best off just practicing these things. Let's try not to get in a situation where we're going to be exposed and get shut down. But you know, we're just gonna move forward, business as usual. You know, last year at the state event, it was a skeleton of what it's been in the past. So we're hoping they open that back up and create a little more buzz, excitement back to the state tournament than what we had last year, and just you know, getting back to normal. That's what we want to see. That's where we want to be. But you know, we got to take care of ourselves along the way, and so that's where we're gonna make sure the kids know.
Absolutely. Of course, we can't talk about ESAC wrestling without having to talk about the girls you had out last season. Had some great performers last season. So, what's kind of been the story of this year? Do you guys bring back all the girls you had last year, or have had you had some luck bringing in some new girls to wrestle this year?
You know, we're gonna have our preseason meeting today, so I'll have a better answer for you after that. But
Sure.
one of the big things, you know, there's been a push, big push, about getting girls wrestling sanctioned. The girls union just had a meeting yesterday about it again. We've got all the letters of interest that needed to be wrote to the association. So the big thing there is just getting that push and getting things going. So you know, there's a lot of steam, a lot of excitement there, and we're hoping to help build on that momentum. You know, the big exciting thing for us this fall for girls wrestling was that Olivia Villegas ended up wrestling in IA Wrestles Night of Conflict up in Sioux City, which it was a great event. You know, we had a lot of fan support come up. A lot of guys from the team went up to watch her. Kirsten was also invited, but declined with volleyball going up or going on. So that to us was just super exciting. You know, our girls have only been wrestling for 2 years, and to be wrestling at a high-end event like that really shows, you know, the work ethic they put in. What they can do and how much they've grown in the last 2 years. So that was really exciting for us.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know towards the tail end of last year, sort of that push for getting girls wrestling sanctioned was kind of getting to a point where a lot of people were wanting that to happen. So are you surprised by the fact that it still hasn't happened quite yet, or what's kind of your thoughts on the fact that wrestling or girls wrestling hasn't been sanctioned quite yet?
You know, it's for me, realistically, it's where I thought it would be. You know, I'm one of those. I tend not to put my head up in the clouds. I try to stay down here on earth. But you know, with the amount of growth that there has been for the girls' state tournament and just participation numbers alone in the last 2 years, those are things that I pay attention to. You know, I figured they were getting close. And then once the girls' union told us, you know, if you're in support of wrestling, go ahead and write your letter and get it into the union. And you know, now they're classifying it as an emerging sport. Excuse me. So you know, it truthfully, it is where I thought it would be. I'm hoping that you know we get enough interest and participants again this year, and you know it keeps growing. That yeah, we've got to do something. We've got to evolve women's wrestling here in Iowa, and I think that's evident just by the sheer growth that there has been in the last couple of years. So I'm hoping it's sanctioned by next year. I'm hopeful, but on the same side, I would understand if it doesn't. So, we're hoping we're going to push for it, and hopefully it gets there.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to wrap up our talk just by talking about the program you got for girls wrestling at ESAC. It sounds it like you're a huge supporter of it, and you're hoping that the sport continues to grow. And from the sounds of it, the two girls you do got out and of the success you've had so far, it will continue to grow. So, what has it meant to have girls wrestling available at ESAC?
You know, I think Kirsten, Olivia, and Chloe, they've all been trailblazers. We've seen the number of girls in our youth program really start to expand a little bit more in the last couple of years. So you know they're the trailblazers. They're the ones that have come in and worked hard, and you know they don't complain. They've been huge just having our program. And you know they'll be leaders. They'll let you know when things need to be fixed. But no, they've just been trailblazers. We love having them there. We're hoping we can maybe snag a couple more this year. But you know they've been extremely important to our program just as much as the guys have been. So they've been a great addition. Wouldn't change it for the world, you know. And now especially, I talk to them, you know, and I'm a huge supporter of international wrestling, college wrestling, whatever. I love the sport, but you know, right now there's been a lot of schools here in Iowa, college-wise, that have been picking up the sport of women's wrestling as well. And you know, to me, that's just that creates more opportunities. And I think you know these colleges, Iowa, Wartburg, Iowa Central, Simpson, all those schools picking up and getting the girls program, I think is going to be very beneficial to high school wrestling. You know, it provides those opportunities for life after high school. So I think it's an exciting time for women's wrestling. And you know, I look at the international success that our freestyle women's team had this summer, and it's a tremendous time in the US for women's wrestling right now, and I just hope it really transpires here in Iowa in the future.
Absolutely. And I know I said that was the last thing, but I got one more thing for you. You know, just kind of looking at the beginning of the season, what sort of that first meet you got, and who are some of the teams that you're kind of looking forward to going up against again?
You know, we're going to start the season off up in Manson at their Saturday tournament. You know, ideally, it's a good place for us to start. We see some schools, conference schools that maybe don't have, you know, the conference impact right there. But you know, we've got some conference schools. We've got some Central Iowa schools that come there. So anytime you can get to see those and get your eyes open a little bit about, hey, this is high school wrestling. This is Iowa high school wrestling. Let's get going. So, you know, I like going to that tournament. I think it's a good place for us to start, and just kind of see where our level of competition needs to be. We'll see where we're at, and we'll see where we need to be at that tournament. So I think it's a good place for us to start. And then, you know, we'll send some JV wrestlers down to Audubon that day too. Just kind of get their feet wet and get them ready to roll for the season. And then we'll come back December 7th, and we'll be at home with Ridgeview, South Central, and Estherville, Lincoln Central. So I think it's going to be a good start to the season. And hopefully, like I said, we'll see where we're at, and we'll get some things tweaked and start the season off strong.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Coach, once again, appreciate the time you've given us here today talking about wrestling. I know it's an exciting time getting back into the swing of things, so we wish you good luck getting ready for the season, competing in the season, and hopefully we'll catch up with you throughout the season.
Yeah, no problem. I appreciate it. And one more thing before I go, I got to give a shout out to Sam Ellis and John Smith. We're all a trio of coaches here, and you know, those two keep me sane as we move forward. So they've had a big impact on the program too. So we gotta make sure we mention them and give them their time. So that neither one of them really like doing this kind of things.
You're kind of the face of these stuff, right?
I'm the spokesperson for them. So
There we go. Absolutely. Well, hey, no problem. And hey, once again, Coach, thank you so much for your time.
yep, no problem. Hey, have a good day.